Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Welcome once again to this installment of the Absolute Power of Consecration. Now, the name of this series was changed from the Power of Absolute Consecration, just in case I just confuse you with that subject matter. So we did change it. So I'm just asking that you listen, pray, and seek Yeshua for greater depth as we delve in. Amen. Everything we do for the honor and the glory of the Lord, recognizing that every gift, every talent, every ability, even the knowledge and wisdom that we receive it because of his grace. Amen. We're calling even upon his name, calling upon his spirit even now. Amen. To awaken in us every spirit of the Holy Spirit, every manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We're asking him to awaken knowledge and wisdom, his knowledge and wisdom, not the knowledge of and wisdom of man, but to awaken his knowledge and wisdom, his counsel and his might, his understanding, the fear of the Lord. We want the Spirit of the Lord to be the Spirit of Yahweh, the Spirit of Yeshua. We want it to be alive and well in us and in operation. We need to be able to see, amen, the works of evil. We need to be able to see the tricks and the snares. And so in order to do that, we need a deeper level of consecration. And that means for many of us that we need to do our first works over because we've gone out too far. We've done too much. We've assimilated too much in the current culture. And we've added those things of the culture into our lives, even though those things may have looked as if they were okay. They were inconvenient and they actually distracted us from our purpose. And our purpose is to do that the kingdom of heaven wills that we do. Because each of us, amen, we're born with a destiny and an assignment by the Spirit of God. He gave us each an assignment, whether we're aware of it or not, whether we've come to the understanding of what that is or not. The Word of God lets us know that we are to understand what the will of the Lord is. And so we dedicate ourselves, we consecrate ourselves at a deeper level so that we can understand who he is and who we are and what his will is for our life. And then we gave a definition on last week of consecration. And just a really basic definition, amen. And we're going to try to go even deeper as the Spirit of the Lord gives us understanding. But that definition was the act of dedicating yourself to Yahweh for his holy purpose. It is that unconditional surrendering to him and surrendering all of ourselves, not just a portion of ourselves. Sometimes we tend to give ourselves to the Lord superficially. We might be an avid church goer. We go to church every week, but we're not living a life that is dedicated to the Lord. We're not living a life that is sacrificed unto the Lord. We're not pushing aside anything. We're still doing whatever we want to do, but we're going to church every week. We're going to Bible studies. We're giving. Amen. But we still haven't given. We still haven't dedicated ourselves wholly and solely to him. Now, when I say holy, I'm not talking about holy, and yes, that consecration is H-O-L-Y, holy, but I'm talking about giving ourselves to him wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y, all of ourselves, giving ourselves to him completely, having such a hunger and a thirst for righteousness that we'll spend time in his presence, spend time praying, spend time in fasting, spend time in quiet to listen and hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. So many times we try to over-talk the Lord, and I am so guilty myself. I'll get in prayer, and I may be praying for 45 minutes, an hour, and I still haven't given the Lord an opportunity to speak. But we have to get in his presence, amen. And not only do we lay out our petitions before him, we also have to be quiet during those times. Amen. Today we're just talking about, again, consecration, amen. We're talking about commitment. Commitment, glory to being totally committed to the spirit of the Lord. And I believe I said last week, amen, commitment on steroids is what consecration should look like. It's a deep hunger, a desperation for the heart of God, not just his hand. Amen. To love him with all of our heart and all of our mind and all of our soul and all of our strength. Amen. That's been my prayer. Father, teach me to love you like that. I want to love him the way that he loves me. I don't want to always have my hand out saying, please give me, please help me. I want that kind of intimacy with him that I know that no matter where I am, whatever place I find myself, I have the confidence that he is there because we're in a reciprocal relationship and we have given totally to each other. Scripture says, my beloved is mine and I am his. And the Song of Solomon, as he exemplifies even the work of Christ in that love relationship. I just give glory and honor to the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Yeshua, we come before you as humbly as we know how, asking your blessing, oh God, even over this time as we come before you, asking you, oh God, even as we come before you, no, not just asking, but giving you glory, oh God, giving you praise and giving you honor. Lord, we magnify your name even as we come into your presence. We give you glory for all that you said and all you've done already. We glorify your name for the place that we are right now. We glorify you for this moment, Lord God, and for even the plans that you have for our lives. We give you glory. We glorify you, Lord God, for placing in us this hunger and this thirst for righteousness. We want more of you, oh God. We want an intimacy with your spirit. We want a reciprocal relationship. We want to be a friend of God, a friend of Yah, a friend of Yahweh. We want to be your friend. Oh, God, and so we bow ourselves in your presence today that you might have your way. Father, we break off every retaliation, every counterattack, every payback spirit. Father, even move in the midst of the atmosphere now. Oh, Lord, dispatch your angels in the atmosphere to take up the gauntlet, Lord, even as we go forth in this study. Oh, God, and help us and heal us and make us whole and entire. Even as we, Lord God, take off the inconvenient things. We take off those things, Lord God, that we've added to ourselves that we should not, the ways that we've assimilated into the world's culture. Father, we remove ourselves from those things and we come out of agreement with the works of evil and every evil root, oh God, even down through our generations, back down through Adam, we come out of agreement. Even right now, in the name of Yeshua, I pray, amen. I don't intend to be before you very long today. But what I wanted to talk about today, and then not just giving that definition of consecration again, but wanted to talk about being set apart. Because that act of dedicating to ourselves, we are separating ourselves unto the Lord. We're separating ourselves unto the Lord. Even as Israel was separated from the other nations of the earth, the Lord separated them so that they would have a distinctiveness. Now, when we begin to put on the things of the world, we remove our distinctiveness. And our scripture talks about salt losing its savor. When we remove our distinctiveness, we lose our savor. We start to look like everyone else. But it's time now, amen, in the history of mankind, it's more important than ever that we have a true commitment to the Spirit of the Lord and that we rededicate ourselves to him. And not only just saying that in word, but doing it in deed. And then putting ourselves in the presence of the Lord, sitting in his presence, amen, to reclaim our distinctiveness as the body of Christ, to reclaim our distinctiveness as the followers of Yeshua. He set us apart for his holy purpose. Amen. So we were set apart to be holy, to emulate his holiness, his holy standards. So if we have anything in us that is not holy, it removes that distinction. So now we have to rededicate ourselves to him. Amen. It's time. Amen. To be set apart for his holy purpose. I wanted to go over some scriptures about being set apart. And then I want to talk a little bit about mindset and drive, because it is a part of being set apart. And I'll explain that in a minute. But let's look at these scriptures real quick. Okay. Before I give you those scriptures, I have found online that I thought were interesting. And I do, I don't know who wrote the particular paper that I'm looking at right now, but I do have the authors of these quotes, and I will give them to you so you can go back and take a look at them for yourself. And it says, he that chooses God devotes himself to God as the vessels of the sanctuary were consecrated and set apart from common to holy uses. So he that has chosen God to be his God has dedicated himself to God and will no more be devoted to profane uses. This was written by Thomas Watson. The next quote is, a soul disengaged from the world is a heavenly one, and then we are ready for heaven when our heart is there before us. So our heart is in heaven, amen, even before our we have ascended to heaven. Our spirit is in heaven even before we have ascended wholly to heaven. This was written by John Newton. The next quote is, that the cross has separated me from the world that crucified my Lord just as much as if his body were now on the cross marred and wounded by the world. G.B. Wigram. Now, take a look at that one a little bit closer, because I'm not even sure. I'm not sure how much I understand or even agree with that one, and I wish I hadn't even mentioned it. But anyway, I did. So let's both make sure we take a look at that one. I am going to actually take another look at that and come back, and I'll let you know, because this may end up, because, you know, a lot of times when I come on, we are not only studying some of the words that I receive, you know, that I see in articles that trip people up, but we also do critique them, because some of them are really good. Some of them are according to scripture. Some of them are definitely according to understanding, and then others of them are not. And I'm saying that even with the understanding that people can be of good intention, because there definitely have been things that I have had to come back and reteach, because I was of good intention and believed that I was teaching it according to scripture, and then the Lord gave me greater revelation, and I had to come back and give that greater revelation. So we learn level by level, and as we go through our process, and then we'll be shown a portion of a revelation, and then as we grow and we're able to handle more, we're able to chomp down and chew meat, the Lord will give us a greater revelation, even of the things that we've learned already. And then we're still talking about being set apart. So what does it mean to be set apart by God? The scripture in 1 Peter 2:9, it lets us know that we are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Amen. We are the very possession of God. Glory to God. And I want you to go back and read that for yourself, because I'm just giving you a summary of the scripture. Also, look at Deuteronomy 14:2. You've been set apart as holy to the Lord your God. Amen. That word Lord is actually Yahweh or Yahuwah. Amen. If we look at the Hebrew, you have been set apart as holy to Yahuwah, your Elohim, is actually what it says. And he has chosen you from out of all the nations of the earth to be his special treasure. Amen. Well, now let's look at the next one, Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven say, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. Amen. Being set apart is part of our protection and our preservation. Amen. As is, amen, obeying the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. And keeping the Sabbath as it is written. The word lets us know that the Sabbath is perpetual. Amen. It means to all generations. So that the scripture never told us we were to stop keeping the Sabbath. Amen. Man changed the day of the Sabbath, but that was not an edict by God. It was actually an edict by the Catholic Church. Look it up. It is common. It is in their book of explanations, their book of Catholicism. That's actually written there that they said that the Lord gave them authorization to change the Sabbath to Sunday rather than keeping it on Saturday. But the Word of God does not say that. Remember, we are to be set apart. We cannot hear the voice of another when they change these things. And that is part of what we're doing now in this absolute, in the power of and the absolute power of consecration. We're going back and looking at those things and even getting a greater understanding of why we're doing the things that we're doing. We need to understand now, and we're without excuse. We need to understand now why we're doing the things that we're doing. We can no longer say, well, that's what I was taught. That's what I learned. And yes, it is hard to unlearn these things, but the Spirit of the Lord is giving us grace and the power, amen, to renew our minds and to go back to his plumb line. And that's what we're doing as we're going forth in refreshing our place of consecration in his presence and rededicating our lives, our minds, our strength back to his purpose. We're walking in our own purpose and even in the purpose of evildoers who would set out to remove the roots of Judaism from us. And then the scripture lets us know that we are part of that root. We're a part of the same root system. And then they tried to remove that Jewishness from us. That was part of the reason they changed the day of the Sabbath. But we have to go back because that is a part of our consecration. It's part of us being set apart. These were the things that Yahweh put in place for us to do for our preservation, for our protection, and for our distinctiveness as the children of Yeshua, as followers of the power and the might of our God. We have to go back to the plumb line and do that he said for us to do. And yes, it's a process. It's definitely a learning process that I am also in. And then getting an understanding of the feast and the festival, those things that he said that were perpetual. Those things that he said were perpetual. And then we need to go back and look at them. And we need to look at things that we do now. Why are we doing them? And it cannot be that because that's what we've always done. That is an excuse of the devil. We have to hear the voice of the Lord and hear what he says about it. So we have to go in the presence of the Lord and rededicate ourselves so that we can hear his voice. And so that we can be children of distinction. Amen. Because the word lets us know we are children of distinction. Absolutely. He called us the children of the day, not of the night. We're the children of the light, not of the darkness. That's part of our distinction as children of Yah. It's part of our distinction. Amen. Let's go back and look at these scriptures. Glory to God. Like I said, I wasn't planning to stay before you too much longer. Amen. And I may have to get to the mindset and drive portion the next time because I want to give you these scriptures so you can go back and look at them and also study for yourself and look at some more because there's more scriptures than these that are written here. Okay, so next scripture, go back and look at Psalms 4 and 3. The Lord set apart the godly for himself. So, and this, remember I told you that word Lord. It is. Yahweh or Yahuwah. So Yahuwah set apart the godly for himself. Yahuwah will answer when I call to him. Also, 1 John chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. Let's see. But you belong to God, my dear children. You have already won victory over those people because the Spirit of the Lord lives in you and is greater than the spirit that is in the world. Amen. He's given us victory over the spirits, the kingdom of darkness. So we have victory over the kingdom of darkness that resides in the world and that is actually influencing the people that are all around us. We see how history has changed, how even our dictionaries changed, things that were not, the dictionary is adding things that were that are absolutely profane in the sight of God, that are abominations in his sight. Now those things are becoming acceptable and being added into the dictionary and people believe that if it's in the dictionary, it must be right. But it's a lie from the pit of hell, and we have to rededicate ourselves so we're not blinded, amen, by the God of this world, and that's a little G-O-D, because he has great influence in the earth, and there is such a cloak of deception over the eyes of the people that they do not see light from dark. They don't understand right from wrong anymore. 2 Corinthians 6 and 17, therefore come out from among unbelievers and separate yourselves from them, says says Yahweh, don't touch their filthy things. And he lets us know that he will welcome us. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Since we have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of Elohim, or in the fear of Yah. Oh my God, we must conform our minds to that of Christ. Amen. Scripture lets us know this mind, and that the same mind that Christ has, is the, if the Spirit of the Lord is in us, we have the ability to think with the mind of Christ. But we have to dedicate ourselves. Amen. We, in other words, we have to push past darkness. We have to push past our flesh. And even in Romans 12:2, it tells us not to conform to the patterns of this world, not to be conformed to the culture, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So our minds absolutely have to be renewed. Amen. We're coming out of darkness. Our eyes are being opened. Those scales are being removed from our eyes. And some of us, amen, we still are retaining some scales because we've been intoxicated. We've been poisoned by the culture and by evil men who were distracting us from our destiny in Christ. And they were telling us things about the Word of God that weren't even true. Not them themselves, not even understanding the character of the Lord. But we have to go back before Him and rededicate our minds will be renewed into the patterns that Christ has set before us, and not the patterns of men. And that even look at our calendar that we use, our everyday calendar. It was a Gregorian calendar. Pope Gregory is the one who fashioned this thing. But the Lord's calendar is very different from that. And even our days, in Scripture, He tells us that the evening and the morning were the first day. So our days actually start in the evening, not when the sun comes up, when we get up in the morning. So we have to look at this through the eyes of Christ, through the mind of Christ. We have to go back, amen, and hunger for truth and rededicate ourselves to His will. Amen. Chapter 3, verses 1-3. Since you were raised from the dead with Christ, aim at what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Think only about the things in heaven, not the things on earth. And yes, you know, we know we have things that we have to take care of during the day, and things that must be done. Amen. In this earth, in our daily life, taking care of our children, having a job, and so forth. And the Lord also knows these things. He's the one who gave us the job. Remember, He's our source. So He understands the things that need to be done, the things that are truly necessary, and the things that truly are not. So let's keep that in mind, even when we're wondering in our minds and saying certain things, that the Lord, He is our creator. He fashioned us Himself, and He fashioned us for purpose and for destiny. So He knows exactly how to situate our lives and how to lead us and guide us so that we're successful, prosperous in every way, not just in money, amen, but prosperous in the raising of our families and cultivating relationships and even doing His will. We can be prosperous in all those things if we follow after His will, by His mind, through His wisdom and His knowledge and His understanding, and not our world's, our culture's understanding. Let's do this His way. Amen. We have to cultivate the culture of holiness. We have to cultivate the culture of the kingdom. That is what this consecration is all about. Amen. Tucking ourselves out before the Lord and looking for His will to be done in us, and opening ourselves wide to His Spirit so we can have intimacy with Him, so He will show us even the pitfalls that lie before us and our families. He will cover our families even as He shows us what to do. And we have to be in the secret place of the Most High so that we are covered, so that He will make us undetectable and unattainable by the enemy of humanity. We have to be in a place of consecration so we know the places we ought to walk and the places we ought to sit. We have to understand what His will is for this hour. We have to get an understanding of those things so that we will be safe and so that our families will be safe. Amen. Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. Keep that in mind. Amen. I want to stop right there because we are definitely running out of time. I think we may be absolutely out of time. So I want to stop there. And then, yeah, we have 5 minutes. Glory to God. But I want to stop there. We'll talk about being set apart and mindset and drive. Because one of the things that I was looking at as I was studying about being set apart unto the Lord, and I asked a question, a question was asked, and the answer was basically what sets a person apart, and this is in general, not just unto the Lord, but what sets a person apart is their mindset and their drive. So their mindset and their drive. Just think about that for a while, amen, as we get ready to dismiss and as we come back together, amen, to talk about this again, the power, the absolute power of consecration. There's power in consecration, absolute power, amen. We set ourselves apart, aside. We set ourselves, we are distinctive, amen. We set ourselves apart and dedicate ourselves unto the Lord with such depth that he can speak to us at any time, and we hear him, amen. We hear him. Glory to God. We have such distinction, amen, that we don't look like the world. We have such distinction that when we come into the room, because we've been in the presence of Yahweh, when we come into the room, people know the difference. There is a difference, amen, that follows us because the Spirit of the Lord is in us, and he is leading us and guiding us, amen, because we have given ourselves to him wholly and solely. God bless you on today, amen, and keep you until next time. Amen.